Okay, so good morning, everyone. So I had a great time at Men's Roundup. I did come back early last night, so I missed this morning's session, but hopefully that won't be like the best one or anything. We had a great time fellowshipping, heard just a beautiful gospel message. We got to worship together. We got to sing How Great Thou Art in the forum. And if you know anything about Men's Roundup, that's kind of the highlight of the thing. So I can guarantee, however, that I had a much better weekend than Mike has, because if you don't know, he just had a minor procedure done, and recovery is coming along, but not as quickly as he would have liked. Mike was hoping to be here this morning to preach, and then some setbacks occurred. He's fine now, but he's not going to be able to make it here. So we'll pick up next week with what he planned to do this week. So here's what's going to happen this morning. We're gonna pray. Bless you. We're gonna worship. I'm gonna read a passage of scripture, and we're gonna take communion, and then we're gonna receive communion. It's given to us. We don't steal it. I'm gonna encourage you to go out to lunch together and spend more time together with this extra time that you have been gifted for this morning. Okay. So I think that's it. I guess announcements. Those were it. Let's, I don't know, it's going to be a little weird this morning, folks, but what I really appreciate is that even though, like, our, like, programming isn't really happening like it normally does, this gathering here together with other believers is no less sacred, it's no less special, it's no less worth being here to do. We're going to worship God. We're going to hear from the Holy Scriptures that God has inspired and superintended their writing. And so this is kind of the condensed version of what church really is meant to be. All right, enough talk. Let's pray. I'm just gonna pray and we'll worship. I don't know, I'm making it up as I go, you guys. Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you are doing. I just thank you that you have given us this gift of fellowship with one another, and you have brought us here together to worship and to fellowship, and we want to do that this morning. And I pray for Mike, and we miss the Spragues, and I pray that you would heal him and that he would be fully recovered as soon as possible, and that there would be no more setbacks in his healing. And for this morning, we want to sincerely from the heart worship. So just hear our worship, see us singing together, and let it draw us closer to each other and closer to you. Again, we thank you and we praise you for who you are and for what you're doing. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to read from John chapter 17. Actually, I'm going to read John 17. I think we're going to have it on the screen. You've got access to all kinds of Bibles on your devices and in the pews, and what a blessed society we live in that regard. John 17 is going to really nicely set up where we'll be going in the sermon next week. So what I want you to do, I'm going to encourage you to just meditate on this chapter this week in your own devotions. You know, read it multiple times, try it in different translations. One thing I like to do is even transcribe it, like get a piece of paper and like copy it down word for word. There's something about that process that helps it kind of sink in to your mind. But regardless, we're going to read this, at least my mind. This morning we're going to read chapter 17. I'm going to invite you to come do communion. We'll do a song for that, and then we're going to call it a day. So here we go. John 17, starting in verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you. For I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. While I was with them, I kept them in your name, which you have given me. I have guarded them, and not one of them has been lost except the son of destruction, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And for their sake I consecrate myself, that they also may be sanctified in truth. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The word of the Lord. So I want to invite you to come forward for communion. It's a table that's meant to be shared, our common union with God and with each other. So we're going to play a song. As we do that, I invite you to come forward and receive it. And then we're going to call it a day. I think in the end, you know, like all these things we do, they're important and they're meaningful, and we need to be intentional about coming to do them. But after we gather here, like, there's just still us. Like, I don't know, it sounds weird, but like, we're gonna go be the church out there, and we'll still be who we are when we're here together. And that's the pattern, that's the rhythm that we're supposed to do as a church, is to gather and to scatter. And so as we do that, the fellowship that we find here continues out there. And I think in the spirit of that, what I want to encourage you to do is, you know, I think lunch is a very powerful tool for fellowship, if you know what I mean. I guess I'm hungry is my real point here. Maybe look around. Is there somebody you don't really know that well here that you see on a regular basis? Do you get, you know, maybe if there's a visitor. Hi, guys. Ask someone out to lunch. You know, A&W is open in Staten. I like going there a lot. I think the new Taco Bell is open, depending on what your vibe is. So I want to encourage you, if not that, something. Move toward each other in those times, because that's where the strength, that's where the spirit lives, in those moments when we're connected. I think that's enough talk. I'm going to pray, and then you can leave. Father, I thank you that you are at work, even when things are different than they normally are, even when plans change. I thank you that you draw us together, that none of this could take place if you weren't at work in our church. And as we go from here, just go with us and show us how to practice being a church when we're scattered as much as when we are gathered. We just ask for your help and your blessing this week. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.